bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Right. What do you turn on the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
Right. Is there any other name for the tap where you get
mm-hmm.
water? This is the
faucet.
Mm-hmm. All right. It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze
and
burst.
And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would also
burst.
All right, good. A long time ago, people used to buy flour in a
flour sack.
Well, sometimes they bought it in a wooden container called
a bin.
A bin or a
barrel.
All right. Have you ever heard the term flour barrel?
Yeah.
You did not have a flour barrel in your house when you were a child. You used
no.
a bin, I believe
mm-hmm.
you said.
And when somebody's face was real pale, mother would always say, "You look like you've fallen in the flour barrel."
All right. Can you tell me another term that you might have used for syrup, a sweet substance that you eat, particularly if it was very thick? It was sometimes called what?
Molasses.
Molasses, all right. If we want to pour some water into a narrow-mouthed bottle, we use a
funnel.
All right. People who drive horses, particularly if they were driving a buggy or a racing carriage of any kind, might want the horse to go faster, and they might have a
whip.
All right. Now, if you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer might put the fruit in a brown
paper sack.
All right. A long time ago, if you bought 100 pounds of sugar, what would the container be?
A sack.
All right. Usually what kind?
Paper.
All right. What do you call the brown bags that people used to ship potatoes in? If you bought a large quantity of potatoes in a brown bag, not a paper bag, but it would be a what? One of those rough woven bags.
Uh-huh. I can't
what
think of
what.
Can't think of. Croco sacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you buy that material in yard goods now, what is it sometimes called? If you went out to a cloth store and ask
mm-hmm.
for some of that material, what would you ask?
Sacking. No, it's not.
How about, have you heard the term burlap?
Burlap, yeah, burlap. Uh-huh,
that
yeah.
That is a term you use, all right. If a man wanted to take some corn to the mill to grind, and I need to ask if you ever, if you remember people taking meal and corn to be ground.
No, I didn't.
You didn't do that in your family?
We didn't do that.
Well,
we bought it from the store and it had already been ground.
Mm-hmm. What would be a common measure, though, for corn or meal that you were going to take to the mill that might fill an ordinary basket now? That would be about a
bushel.
About a bushel, all right. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you usually have to put in a new
bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it in a
basket.
All right, what kind of basket?
Clothes basket.
Mm-hmm. All right. People sometimes buy a large quantity of nails in a wooden
keg.
Mm-hmm. All right. Barrels have metal rings around them to hold the staves in place. What are those things called? Sometimes children take